Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:13 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 13th. And again, this has been a really rather interesting day here. You've had some really quite positive action on a number of stock markets, particularly those in Thailand and in Brazil, because those are markets which have broken above now those late January highs, or the early February highs, I should say. So now we have a higher low and a higher high in those markets. Also, if you look at markets such as the DAX in Germany, that is coming very close to breaking above the 7,000 level, which would also give that a higher low and a higher high. And these are very, very positive factors in terms of the technical action. Now, we continue to see a great deal of bearish commentary. And that bearish commentary is becoming really quite vociferous, and it's not really being backed up by the technical action. We haven't seen very many markets globally making new lows at all since the 22nd of January, which was the nadir of bearish sentiment and really marked a climactic, well, a selling climax. And the technical action really does look quite positive. That very much panicky selling action that we saw on the 22nd of January has not been repeated. It's very difficult to panic twice in such a short period of time. But of course, all those people that would have sold on the way down are now emotionally invested in seeing these markets move lower so that they're proved right and that they haven't sold right at the bottom of the market. So we continue to see a lot of very, very bearish action. But we are now seeing, or a very bearish sentiment, I should say, but we're starting to see much more confident action on stock markets generally. Of course, the bears could still be proved right, and we certainly haven't seen game, set, and match. What we do need to see is markets pushing back into that overhead trading, which is evident on a number of different indices. And really, the bears won't have been completely proved wrong until we see markets moving right back up and posting new highs and moving to new high ground. And you might say that's really a very big ask, considering the considerable reactions that we've seen over the last 6 months. But it's got to start somewhere. And what we're initially seeing is that markets have found support following the climactic selling, and they rallied. Some of them really rallied very impressively. And over the last week or so, we've seen markets falling back, and a number have started to find support above those January 22nd lows. And now we've had a couple just moving above their early February highs. So this is all really quite positive action. And of course, the government bond market is really the counter position, because that saw a buying climax towards the end of January. And only a couple of days ago, last week, there was that really very large downward dynamic on the US Treasury market because so few people had taken up their allocation at auctions of new Treasury bonds. And that was the smallest take-up of bonds at an auction in really quite a long time. It does show that while bond prices have been pushed up to really rather extreme levels, particularly on the short end of the curve, and that was as a flight to quality. People were going for cash at any cost, and that cost really was getting quite expensive over the last couple of months. Well, bond prices have stopped going up, and it does look like they're topping out now, and really it does look like the only direction that they're going to head is south. But of course, they're not going to do it in a straight line. And as we saw over the last couple of days, they can rally. But I think it does look like we're going to see bond prices falling back. And that is an indication that investors are starting to move out of cash a little bit, at least, and are willing to look at other asset classes. And stock markets was certainly where the action was today. So that is certainly something to bear in mind. And watching those bond prices up here is really a good indication. that investors are getting out of cash and looking for somewhere to put it. Stock markets are cheap, and if confidence even begins to return, or if that bearish consensus is questioned, then these markets can rally really quite well. But they're probably not going to rally straight back up to those highs because we've had a very big downward reaction, and it's probably going to be really quite a lengthy affair getting most stock markets, particularly in the Western world. We've talked a lot over the last couple of months about the wobbly West and the enterprising East. And Western stock markets are very likely to take a considerable amount of time to get back up to those highs. Asian stock markets, which are the, well, Asian economies are the engine for GDP growth right around, well, leading the world, really. And there is every possibility that they will rally back to their highs considerably faster than Western stock markets, and that's the US and Europe primarily. Of course, the resources economies should also do really quite well. Gold has been relatively weaker over the last couple of weeks, having hit a high up around 930, and it's suffering a little bit from competition now because precious metals were the only game in town for a while, along with the soft commodities. But now we're starting to see investors moving out of safe havens, so gold is coming under a little bit of competition from other markets. Personally, I don't think that this is the end of this very good run that we've seen in precious metals. Platinum hit in excess of $2,000 today. It backed off that high. It was still up $64 on the day, and it closed at 900, 1986. This is a remarkable acceleration, and it doesn't show any signs yet that it is over. The first clear weekly downward dynamic is going to be a very good signal that it has ended, and what's probably going to follow is a very sharp reaction against the trend, and then it's probably going to range for what could be up to a couple of years, because that's what it's done in the past. It's had accelerations in the past, it's had sharp reactions, and then it's gone sideways for years. And there's every possibility that when this excellent acceleration ends, that that's probably what it's going to do, and it's going to be much more difficult to make money in platinum when this ends. But as I said, there's no evidence just yet that it has ended. Silver is also quite positive, and palladium over at 435 in here has broken upwards from really quite a lengthy consolidation over the last couple of years, and it looks like the upside can be given the benefit of the doubt as long as it can hold on to that gain. So precious metals still really quite an interesting sector. The industrial metals were a bit weaker in here today as global growth concerns continue to weigh on their prices, but none of those industrial metals are making new lows, and the worst of them look like they're in base formations, while the best of them, tin, continues to perform really quite well, close to its highs. And of course, there has been a remarkable amount of very bearish commentary surrounding the industrial metal complex, but that is not being supported by the technical facts that we're seeing in those charts right now. The soft commodities are also really very interesting. You have Arabica coffee up a little bit in here today, but that's breaking upwards from a multi-year consolidation. Cocoa is also doing very well in here, looking a little bit overextended, but remains in an overall uptrend. Sugar was much more positive in here, although it has become more volatile over the last couple of weeks, well, last month really. And while it remains in this overall uptrend, it's probably more high risk than those other two. And the grain complex was a little bit steadier in here today, with corn pretty much unchanged, just down marginally. Soybeans up a bit, and wheat steadying a little bit in here, following that really I think, climactic move on the upside, or climactic selling, sorry, climactic buying, over the last 3 or 4 days. That has steadied a little bit in here today, but still down 21, all was limit down for part of the day. And that's pretty much it for me. I should, I suppose, also note that in talking about markets, your emotional well-being is also very important, and I think it's only fair to tell subscribers that Mrs. Tracy was admitted to hospital on Monday because she's at acute risk of pancreatitis, and that is obviously playing on my emotional well-being. The reason she's at acute risk of pancreatitis is because she's got some sort of enzyme deficiency, which becomes hyperactive in the late stages of pregnancy. She's 34 weeks, well, nearly 30, well, 34 and a bit weeks pregnant at the moment, and they admitted her to hospital to keep a very close eye on her. For anyone who is familiar with cholesterol, normal people have a cholesterol of about 4, and 5 is considered high, and Lily's is 25, so that is abnormal, and doctors are keeping an eye on her, but she's in good spirits and feeling fine at the moment, although her test results look like a horror movie. But nothing to worry about just yet, and the staff at the University College Hospital in Cork are fantastic and treating her remarkably well, and she's very happy there. So that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time and have a great evening.